And the first question is, does my time allocation match my priorities in life?
My time allocation does not match my priorities.
I think part of it does, not all of it. I think there's some stuff that I do that I dedicate a certain amount of time to every morning or every day.
I feel like my priorities was a little out of whack for me. Now I'm in a space where I'm getting back to allocating time to my actual priority.
If I'm taking care of me, mm-hmm. I'm doing the creativity. Oh. Like I'm doing the creative mm-hmm. thing. A wise man once said, the best way that I could take care of you is taking care of myself.
A big life transition, you could say, because mentally I had a mental shift, a mental change, and that shifted my priorities in that.
Get on my motherfucking face.
Push the goddamn button.
Yeah, action.
Hello and welcome to. It's like, no, okay, sorry. Y'all look so serious. All right. Question. Does my time allocation match my priorities in life?
Oh, let me just jump right into it.
What you want me to say?
I don't know. You was doing your game show thing.
All right, so y'all want me to start over?
No.
Because I could do it again.
Nah, you can just go to the question.
All right, so we didn't really have a topic in mind for today, so we're going to use these questions that we got from Ericle. She gave me like some reset questions from, I think the brand is Rive. So we picked some cards. And the first question is, does my time allocation match my priorities in life? Y'all want to go first? Y'all want me to answer first?
If you got an answer, you can answer first. If you don't.
All right. Time to face the music. You know, there was a time where it did. I think it's starting to again. So the answer is no. I think that I'm starting to allocate more time to the things that I care about and to the priorities in my life, but there was a long stretch of time where I feel like my priorities was a little out of whack for me. So now I'm in a space where I'm getting back to allocating time to my actual priorities. Who wants to go next?
I would say no to. My time does not, the way I allocate my time is not conducive to my goals. Is that the question?
Oh, yeah, basically it's like, yeah. Does it match your priorities in life?
Oh, does it match my priorities? Mm-hmm. At the moment, no, we're working our way through. The new year doesn't really start until spring, so.
This is residual from 2025.
Yes, because King Julius and King Augusta, whatever their names was, they added 2 months. So July and August, not real months.
Oh, February was the last month that was added.
Oh, well, yes, because it's supposed to be, December is supposed to be the last month. October is 10.
Mm-hmm.
So October is supposed to be the last month. What?
No, is October is 8.
October is 8, yeah, yes. October. And December is 10. Yes.
Yeah. I'm over here like, yeah. My bad.
So December is the last month, but they added the new year don't start until springtime.
Time allocation.
So no, my time allocation does not match my goals.
Okay.
Priorities.
Your priorities. Okay.
Yeah.
What about you, Damani?
Does my time allocation match my priorities? I think part of it does, not all of it. I think there's some stuff that I do that I dedicate a certain amount of time to every morning or every day that do match my priorities, and then there's some things where I don't even know how this got on the schedule. Mm. And we're reworking the schedule as we go by. But right this second, I'm, you know, doing some tinkering. Getting stuff together, you know what I'm saying?
I saw a post and the dude was talking about how sometimes going to the gym is an excuse to keep you from, I guess, your goals. Just because, like, going to the gym, working out, it's great to do and have a habit of doing that. But I feel like it's with anything. Once it starts getting in the way of what I actually want to do, that's when it becomes a problem.
Do you feel like going to the gym has been getting in the way of what you want to do?
Nah. Mm-hmm. Nah, I've been doing stuff.
That's funny.
Definitely been doing stuff, getting stuff done.
So you've been getting stuff done, but you still feel like your time allocation doesn't match your priorities? Mm-hmm. What are your priorities?
Right now, the creative things, well, my well-being and the creative things. So finishing the stuff that I've been talking about, actually doing the stuff that I actually been talking about. The biggest thing that's stopping me or that I feel like is in the way is my sleep schedule. So I might go to sleep anywhere between 11 and 2:30 in the morning.
That's crazy. I didn't know.
Yeah.
I be asleep.
Depends on the day.
Wow. Okay.
That's interesting, man.
That's late. Especially for the time that you get up in the morning.
Mm-hmm. You know, ideally, I want to get up at 4. But if I go to sleep at 2, and, you know, getting up at 4.
He's trying to go, he's trying to run off of 2 hours of sleep.
Question, because I enjoy waking up at 5. Why do you want to wake up at 4?
It'd be a lot quieter. I'd be able to hear, like, during the day, when everybody up, my mind be a lot busier while the world is a lot busier. So the times where everybody's asleep or supposed to be asleep, it would just be a lot quieter. It's easier to focus and get stuff done, less distractions. That's why I like getting up early or being up later and doing stuff.
Okay. What are your priorities?
Myself. Mm-hmm. My relationships. Mm-hmm. Myself, my relationships, my friends, family, creativity, God. Those things. So I think some of those things, my love life as well.
It's like, oh, I didn't make the list.
I'll put that in relationships.
Yeah,
I know. I did too until he started listing out people, and I'm like, oh. Okay.
I didn't list out people.
It was like
family.
Groups.
I was like family, groups. Friends, you know. But part of me, yeah, my relationships. I was kind of going through the bracket of relationships.
Oh, my bad.
But. Yeah, I think those are some of the things that I've been, those are my priorities in a general sense. I think I've been prioritizing some of them. I do think I could probably reach out to friends more, be more involved, and just be more involved with every aspect of my life instead of just being involved with things that I don't care about or just a small portion of the things that I do care about. So just being involved in every aspect of my life and not just leaving everything else up to somebody else to decide.
When you said something about doing stuff that you care about, when you said the stuff that I care about, that made me think of yesterday. I was thinking about the fact or the beauty in the fact that everything that I do, I actually love and I actually enjoy. Like the stuff that I actively do. So it's not a thing of me trying to be like consistent or disciplined or anything. I just genuinely enjoy what I be doing. So like me working out, I actually really enjoy working out. I don't always want to do it, but it's like I like doing that. Mm-hmm. Painting, music, talking to people, I actually be enjoying it. So even like me going to work, like I expect to have a good day. I didn't always expect to have a good day like at previous jobs.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. What about you, man?
That's a good question. Priorities. My priorities are, I'm taking some of y'all, are my well-being first and foremost. So me, I am my first priority. My relationships, my love life, and my creativity. I think those are like my top three priorities, and I think that what I've been doing lately is I've been prioritizing my relationships and just connecting, and I think staying connected to the relationships that I already have, like fostering those relationships. Is it fostering? How mm-hmm. you say it?
I would pronounce it fostering.
It's the second one, I think.
Okay.
That's just me. Yeah.
Fostering.
I'm from up north. Yeah. So I don't know how.
I mean, because I'd be thinking like, foster kids.
Like foster's home for imaginary.
Yes, that's what
that's
I was thinking
all I was
of.
Thinking in my head.
Foster's home.
Foster's.
But like, I was fostering Was it called that because it was like foster kids?
I still say foster.
You, I think we're getting to the point where, you know, you say the word so much that it doesn't sound like a word anymore.
How do you spell it?
F-O-S-T-E-R.
So it might be pronounced foster.
They're both spelled the same way, right?
I don't think it's two different words. What do you,
I think it's the same word,
right?
Same
word,
yeah.
We just pronounce it different because we was from...
Where we from?
I've been working on fostering my relationships.
There you go. There you go. See, you feel different. Powerful. Foster.
And so I've been really prioritizing that, but what I feel like... Oh, and I've been working a lot more on my creativity. Mm. So the end of 2025 led me into start getting back to prioritizing my creativity as far as time goes. But a question that came to me this morning was, okay, you can be consistent with all these other things, but are you going to be consistent with taking care of yourself? Like, when are you going to be consistent with that? And, you know, I know it was God talking to me because it smacked me in my face when I woke up this morning. Yeah, so I recognized that I need to prioritize more time for me, while also still prioritizing those things. But I need my well-being and me just be as a person. I write it at the top of my list, but I need to actively put that into action consistently. I have stretches of time where I do it, and then I stop. So, yeah.
I think I've been doing good prioritizing myself. Even, like, throughout the day, it be times where I just be checked out, like, mentally. Like, stuff is still going on, but I'm not there.
Is that you prioritizing yourself, though? Like, is that intentional?
Is it intentional?
Like, did you intentionally turn off the light switch, or did it just go off by you? Say, we'll let it be dark in here.
It just be happening. It just happens. But, and then I turn it back on when I need to turn it on.
Got you.
So, oh, go ahead.
I also take time to intentionally. intentionally, whatever.
Prioritize
myself.
So, y'all both said that y'all been prioritizing yourselves. What do y'all do to prioritize yourself? Like, what does your time allocation look like for prioritizing yourself?
Going to the gym is one thing that I do for myself. I journaled today.
That's beautiful.
Sometimes it'd be a nap.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it'd be not doing anything. Last night, for me, it looked like I found a sound on TikTok, and I let it play for like 30 minutes at least. It was just on repeat, 30 minutes. I'm dancing. Dance. It was good, though. Like, I ain't dancing a long time. I just went outside, let Nova feel the cold air, use the bathroom, just on repeat. Dance. Yeah, so it just be like little stuff. And I allow myself not to feel some type of way that I didn't do anything creative or I didn't get anything done or I don't beat myself up for not working. It's like I just left work.
I just left work.
Eight hours. I did stuff. I've been getting stuff done. So it's like, you could take some time for yourself. So the biggest thing that's been helping me was not feeling guilty for the moments where I do
take
time for myself.
That's good. What about you, sir?
The question
is, y'all both said that y'all prioritize yourselves. How do you prioritize yourself? What does your time allocation for prioritizing yourself look like?
Yeah, it could look like meditation, a lot of meditation, but it could look like meditation. It could look like working out, doing the things that I love to do, creating. A lot of it is creating. At the moment, a lot of it is creating. And that's been the way that I've been funneling a lot of my self-care for myself. Just because I'm learning more about myself through the process of me creating stuff. So I just end up feeling better. And that carries for so long after the actual act is done. So I'll do it. And another thing that helps me is that I do it before I do anything else. So everything else really be coming second. And then I'll meditate. I'll do some form of yoga. I'll get my body moving. And then I'm creating. And then the rest of the day, it's like I'm already on a high, so I'm engaging with the rest of the day a lot more light and energetic and stuff. So that's typically what's been happening, and then I can be there for people more fully, and then be more involved with every interaction that I'm having. So at the moment, creating, meditation, body movement has been some of the best things. And I need to get more sleep, of course, but my sleep schedule is around that. I go to sleep pretty much at 12, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But yeah. What about you?
So for me, as of late, my time allocation for me prioritizing myself right now has been through like my creativity, like you were saying. But also what I decided lately was to get back to waking up on time before work so that I could do my morning pages, meditate, and do yoga. And even if like I'm doing a 10-minute yoga or 10-minute meditation, I still just make sure I'm doing that because my days are going so much better. And for me, I also decided that if I stay up late for anything, I would want it to be my creativity. So I'll come home from work. I'll do what I need to do to unwind. I've been watching Christmas movies still, you know. It just is what it is.
You know, the year isn't over until... Never mind.
Christmas still coming up. Oh, so yeah, I still been watching some Christmas movies and sometimes some anime or whatever. Just kind of decompressing, and then I'll get into whatever creativity I need to get into. Because I also am working on not doing a million things at the same time. I'm trying to get away from multitasking because I used to pride myself on that. But it's like I started realizing I'm only giving a portion of my attention to each of these things. So they're not either they're taking longer to get done or they're not getting done as well. And so I'm just like, all right, if I'm coming home, if I'm eating, I just need to chill out and eat. Like, I don't need to do nothing else, at least for this time. If I don't need to be talking to nobody, I don't need to be working on a project or trying to work on a song or listening to a beat, because then I'm just doing too much and it's me working instead of actually decompressing. So I give myself the time to decompress, then I work on my creative stuff, and then I'll go to sleep. So, and if I don't do yoga in the morning, I'm doing it after work now. So yeah, that's what I've been doing lately to prioritize me as far as like my schedule goes. But I think I need more, I don't know, I need more like little moments throughout. One thing, like you said, that has been helping me is not feeling guilty about not doing anything. That's been amazing. But I think that I need, like I keep saying, I'm gonna do a face mask. Still ain't putting no face mask on. It's not even like the one that I gotta make and like put on my face. It's the little paper one. I could do that and just sit there for 15, 20 minutes and close my eyes. But I just haven't done it. So even in those smaller moments, just prioritizing little self-care moments, little moments of me time is what I need.
Yeah, I was gonna say to the point that you guys were both agreeing on about not feeling guilty. Something that helps me not feel guilty is the fact that I know I did my work before the day started. I got that out the way, and I'm not guilty about anything. So anything after that is extra credit. And I've been doing so much of the work that when I take a day, at first I'll still feel a little bit of like I didn't get to it. And it's like, all right, it's cool. I'll lace up my shoes tomorrow, and then I'm in it. And then the other thing I was gonna say was, I've recognized through some of the meditations that there's stuff that I tell myself I don't have time to do or I can't do, and it's really a flat-out lie. It's just a flat-out lie. Because the times when I do some form of meditation and then go into the stuff, I'm looking at my day. I'm like, I cooked, I wrote, I studied, I did all this before 1:30. And then I had a conversation with you at lunch. I'm like, What was I telling myself that I didn't have 5 minutes to do? And it's like me talking to myself about how much, oh, this is going to take long, or I don't got enough time for that. It's like right now I have the time for it, so let me do it. So whether it's 5 minutes, 7 minutes, but I think a lot of it was just us getting in our head and telling ourselves that nah, we don't have time for this, or we'll have time for it later. And it's like,
I know for me, some of the time that I was taking telling myself that I didn't have time to do stuff was time that I could have used to get stuff done. So, I feel that. So, me getting the creative stuff done has been helping me not feel as guilty, but also just me recognizing that I'm a human being and not a machine, and that it's okay for me to take breaks. I need breaks. That's why my body has to sleep. Like, I need to take time to have breaks. Naps, I also do that. That's important to me.
One thing I was going to say about the time thing, me not looking at the time gives me a lot more time. When I be looking at the time, I feel as though time is running out. But if I don't look at the time, now I'm just going off vibes and feelings. And typically, I stop doing whatever it is I'm doing at the time. I need to stop doing it so I can make it to wherever I'm going. But yeah, just be focusing on time. Focusing on time decreases the amount of time that I feel like I have.
Yeah, I actually, at work, I have my time on my computer covered up. And like when it's time for break or for lunch or whatever, I just wait for everybody else to get up. Like, that's how I know what time it is. Depending on who's getting out of their seat, that tells me what time it is. But it's been helpful for me because I didn't realize how much I was looking at the clock. And when you're staring at the clock and you be like, okay, I'm trying to get out of here. And it's like, nah, let me just be present. Don't even matter what time it is. I'm going to be here for 8 hours. At the very least, I know that. So let's just do your best to enjoy the time that you're here and not focus on what time it is. You're going to be leaving here before you know it.
Yeah, I've been noticing that how much time we spend looking at time. And I was like, this is such a profound waste of time. Like, think about you paying, if this was money, think about you paying money to see how much money you have in your account. You'd be like, bro, this is dumb. Why do I have to pay to see how much money I have in my account? And the same thing when it comes to time, it's like, I'm spending my 5 minutes looking at the clock and telling myself, dang, I only got 5 minutes, as opposed to just living out the 5 minutes. And I think it makes life feel more like a dance to me. Like, I'm going through it. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm just moving. And it's like, all right, like you said, people are getting up. I know it's time to get up. And it'll be even little stuff where when we're at the grocery store and we were trying to park, and then she was really trying to go. She's really trying to go into the parking spot. I'm like, it's cool. You can't go until you can go. And then eventually she parked. And then as she's trying to park, somebody else is trying to go around her. And I'm like, it's the same exact thing with them. Like, they see another parking spot that they want to go to, but you can't physically go until you can go. So you might as well just enjoy the time that you're here and move forward.
Let me tell you what happened. So it's not that I was just trying to rush. These people was just walking in the middle of the aisle, but it was the road, in the middle of the parking lot. Like, I can't even turn. Like, it's so much space. Move! Why are you walking here? That's how I was feeling. I wasn't trying to rush. I just wanted them to, like, why are you in the middle? Just move over a little bit. Take your time, but move over. Move over there. So, yeah.
But in general, I think not looking at the time does help me do stuff. This is a weird question. It might be obvious, but how did y'all choose y'all priorities? Like, what did you...
Talking about when we just set them?
Just in general, like, how did you choose what to prioritize? Like, was it just a feeling thing? Was it like, is it just me going off of, or you guys going off of what makes you feel the best?
I think innately we was trained to prioritize stuff a certain way. So I say that to say, depending on where you grew up and how you grew up, your priorities look a certain way. So if you grew up in church, it go God, family, work. If you don't work, how you paying your tithes and offerings? So it go God, family.
That's a fact.
Work, and that airy fairy. Let's say that for the end.
But, and you're not even on the list.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're not on the list. You come after the Airy Fairy. That's wild. But Airy Fairy is for you because it's a hobby because it comes after work. Yeah, it just depends on where and how you grew up. This is what I think, how I learned how to prioritize. Now, me being me, I'm always at the top of my list. Some people may say I should put God over myself, but if God lives in me, if my temple is terrible, I think I should take care of God's living space or God's dwelling so he can have a comfortable place to dwell. So I think it goes me. And as long as I'm taking care of me, I'm taking care of God.
I am at it.
And it goes to creativity. Mm-hmm. But if I'm taking care of me, mm-hmm. I'm doing the creativity. Oh. Like I'm doing the creative mm-hmm. thing. Yeah. So it's me. Mm-hmm. And if I'm taking care of me, mm-hmm. a wise man once said, the best way that I can take care of you is taking care of myself. Oh. So that goes into relationships. If I'm taking care of me.
Who said it?
Jim Rohn. Mm-hmm. If I'm taking care of me, I'm taking care of the relationships. I'm making sure everybody is good. Because if I take care of me, when I call you, you don't got to worry about if I'm calling for help or if I need such and such. I'm just calling to say, how are you? I just wanted to talk to y'all. What y'all doing for dinner? So I feel like if we prioritize ourselves, everything else falls into place. Because putting yourself first, you understand your values, what you actually care about, what you actually want. And by doing those things, everything else falls into place.
We fall down. You said fall. I couldn't think of it. But we get up. Come on. Come on, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. That was good. That was a word right there from Pastor Breeze. That was good.
Catch the breeze like they used to
do. Come on. Hallelujah. Yeah. Those words. Insert them here. And then also add, this morning, another word came to me. And it said, to know thyself is to know God. And to know God is to experience love. And that is part of how I was like, I need to be at the top of my list. Actually, okay, that's not how. That just came to me this morning. So pretty much for me, how I just ordered it is what's important to me, right? Mm. I wasn't taught to necessarily prioritize myself first. But when I went on my self-love journey in 2024, that aspect of it, and I was learning about people pleasing, and I was learning about myself really and how I had been putting everything and everybody before myself for so long. I realized that I literally can't do anything without putting me first. Like, yes, I can do things, but like, I'm really, all of this is depleting my energy, it's depleting me of like my health and all that stuff. But it's like, you can't even help people if you did, is pretty much what I came to. So I from then on, I'm like, yes, I need to be at the top of my priority list, because if these people are relying on me to check on them, or if I'm relying on me to do something, like, everything stops for me once I die, but life is going to keep on going. And if I still want to be here and I still want to actually experience life, then it's important that I take care of myself. So that's how I got to the top of my priority list, is really just because I'm like, I can't do nothing if I'm dead. And if I'm not taking care of myself in whatever way that looks like, I literally, stress is like the number one killer in America. I was hella stressed out about everything, especially in 2024 with everything that was going on. So it was like, what is the point of this? What is the point of me being here and just being stressed out and being miserable and being tired and being feeling like I don't have time for anything, or but I somehow find all the time in the world to help somebody else do whatever, or to help them take care of themselves, or give them advice about whatever. But I'm leaving myself for last. And yeah, like, okay, it might seem cool, might sound cool, but I was miserable. I was miserable and I was tired. And it showed, like, you could see when people not getting no sleep. So I put myself at the top. And then, what were my other priorities? I said my creativity. It was me, my creativity. Oh, my relationships. With my relationships, I realized that when I moved, because people weren't physically seeing me or they would just see me on social media, their immediate thought was that I was constantly busy. Not everybody, but there are a lot of people that are like, oh, you're busy, so I'm not gonna call you, I'm not gonna reach out, whatever. So in me feeling like, oh, okay, you gotta teach people how to communicate with you, I was like, let me start prioritizing my relationships. So from there, I was like, let me start calling people more. At first, it was like, you know, I want to check on my family, make sure they're good. But it became a thing where it's like, let me call you more so you know that it's okay to call me. Like, it's okay to reach out to me. I might not always be available, but I will call you back. I will call you back. And also, I realized that I had kind of been, like, isolating myself because I was feeling like an imposter, you know, imposter syndrome. And really, it was the people pleasing. I got burnt out from people pleasing for much of my life. So then when I moved and I didn't have the people here that I was people pleasing for, it's like I kind of disappeared a little bit too. But I needed to find myself and figure out who I was as me as an adult. And then moving on. This is getting lengthy. Last one. Creativity. creativity is important to me. It refuels me. It energizes me. It's something, it's a way for me to pour into myself. And also, like we talked about last week, I'll link that episode up here. Creativity is a way that I spend time with God. So I spend time with God a lot, all the time, because, you know, God is within me. But it's like my sacred time with God. It's one of my ways of worship. It's one of my ways of being, and it actually gives me life in every sense of the phrase. So creativity is a priority for me. And also, I just love it. It's so fun. It's just so great. Yeah. What about you?
I almost forgot my own question. So how do I choose my priorities?
I had one more. My love life. Let's not forget that. Yeah, that's up there.
Yeah.
It's important. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, I think it's similar to you guys. I think it started from a space where I wasn't. My priorities were all in disarray to start, and it wasn't until I learned more about myself that I'm realizing in a similar way that if I'm the vehicle for God to express himself through, if my vehicle is trash, if I don't change the tires, if I don't change the brakes, get the headlights fixed, get the oil changed, I'm not going to be able to express what God wants me to express. So I have to take care of myself. Mm. So that was one of the main things. And then everything else kind of just shifted from there. And me looking at myself differently and looking at the people around me differently. And like, I want to have a different relationship with you guys because I have a different relationship with me.
Come on, Jesus.
And I think that's probably what it was for me in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. It was just, and it is a feeling thing. So that's why I was kind of asking, because I was like, is it really based on feelings, or is it something that you learn from doing the complete opposite from years of people telling you, hey, you need to focus on this and make sure you have a stable job with X, Y, and Z. And these are your list of priorities. And now I'm saying this, I'm curious, did anybody specifically tell you what to prioritize? And did you just listen to them, or did you learn it from watching them live their life?
Watching. I don't think nobody told me what to prioritize.
I would say no one explicitly told me what to prioritize, but I feel like they implied it. So I learned it from watching, but I also learned it from, like, implications, from conversations, from experiences, different things like that. Even now, I'll be hearing the implication. That might be just a story that I'm telling myself, that they're implying this thing. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know that anybody explicitly, nobody talks to me about priorities, honestly. I know they questioned them. I know that much, but nobody actually talked to me. I don't think anybody's ever asked me what my priorities are.
Until today,
on this land.
Come on this land.
Yeah. So yeah. What about you?
Yeah, I definitely learned from observation and just hearing people, really just hearing people. And people will tell you what their priorities are based on what they're doing or what they're talking about. So whether it's my parents really were talking to me about making sure your finances and stuff are in order, making sure you have a solid job so that X, Y, and Z. And it could have just been in the way that they lived, but it was in certain things that they were trying to push me to do. Mm-hmm. It's showing me what they prioritize. So I think I learned more so from observation and just, like I said, conversations.
Yep. Yeah. I agree. All right. This was a gooder. I like this. Yeah. I think that now that I think about, like, nobody actually had a conversation with me about what my priorities should be or what priorities even are, I want to ask you guys, if you could go back and tell your younger self what they should prioritize or give them any advice about time allocation for their priorities, what would you say to them?
First thing that came to mind is prioritize your joy. You're never really wrong. So as long as it makes sense to you, do it. Prioritize it. Nobody really gonna understand until after.
Mm. Yeah, I would say do you first. That's what I would say. Like, just do what you want to do, what you're going to do for you first. And it makes stuff a lot easier. Because when I start doing the stuff for everybody else first, I start losing track of what's important to me. And I'm just focusing on what's important to them. So I would say do you first. Everybody else can. With love, everybody else will get the overflow. Ah, that's all.
I would tell myself,
Hold it down. That's the sauce. That's the sauce. Woo! My bad, y'all. That's that sauce talk. That's that sauce code right there. Woo! God. Sauce! I'm sorry. Let that out one time.
I know what's coming. That's why I didn't start talking.
When it get built up. Want to build up me? Woo!
You try to hold him down, held him down, but just couldn't do it.
The overflow. All right, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Pastor Damani and Pastor Breeze. I would tell my younger self that it's okay to put you first. Like, you deserve to be at the top of your priority list, and you don't got to make time for everybody all the time. Make time for you. That's what I would tell myself, that it's okay.
Mm-hmm. I had one more question, How often do your priorities change?
You know, your body changes every 7 years. I was just playing.
He was spitting facts, but I'm sorry, it's just unrelated facts.
Y'all can go ahead. What's the question? how often do your priorities change?
Yeah,
I don't think they really change much. Yeah, I would say they don't change much. But what I prioritize, like, in the order of prioritization changes. Mm-hmm. I feel like it really changed. Priorities really change when you have more responsibilities. When I say more responsibilities, I mean other people to be responsible for.
Okay. I get that. You're talking about, like, if you have kids and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Kids, relationship.
Other people. Yeah, okay, other people. Okay, I understand.
You know, a dog.
Even pets.
Yeah.
I call them people.
Mm-hmm. They have personalities.
I was going to say, they do have personalities, man.
Nothing else.
Ooh. How often do my priorities change? I don't think that they change often. I think that my attention toward them. I don't know how to explain this, right? I think as I get clearer on what I want, I'm realizing that my priorities, these have been my priorities. I think I was just in denial, or like, because I was people pleasing, I was like, no, you know, the other things are actually the priority. I think I was getting more distracted. But at the core, these have been my priorities. I do feel like when you have bigger life changes, your priority shifts, whether that be adding people or pets into your life, or even moving to like a new place or shifting into a new career. I think that those things can shift your priorities, or maybe they just add to your priorities. Because I think the things that we actually named today were things that at the core, they'll always be a priority for us. We didn't really name like, we didn't name things that change often. We named like staple things in our lives, like us, like me as a person. That for me, that's not something that will change going forward, but it did shift before I realized that, you know, hey, I could not be here tomorrow. So for me, I would say that that's like a, excuse me, a big life transition, you could say. Because mentally, I had a mental shift, a mental change, and that shifted my priorities in that sense.
Word. Yeah, I don't think mine have changed too much. I think I'm similar to both of you guys. It's like a sliding scale.
Mm-hmm.
It'll start off, I mean, before it used to be, it was God. And then I might have been third on the list, third, fourth. You know, I get to me eventually. I'll take care of y'all, the creativity, everything else. And now it's like, hold on, maybe it'll be easier, you know, if I just move me up a little bit. And, you know, then I can be there a little bit more. You know, I can be engaged. And say, now, before I'm at work thinking about my relationships, so I'm work thinking about my creativity. Now I'm in my creative space thinking about my creativity instead of me. I'm with my family thinking about how I'm about to pay rent. My mind is divided. It's in different places. So I don't think it really changed. I think it's like you guys said. It just moves the ebb and flow of the water.
The
you know?
Ebb and flow of the water.
Of the water. But yeah, I don't think it changes that much.
Yeah, I think it can. I just think it really is just like as your life shifts. As your mindset shifts, that's the stuff that changed. Because, like, even prioritizing God and then family and then work and then school and then, like, I was at the bottom of my list. I wasn't fourth.
But if you think of it like a totem pole, the strongest is at the bottom. That's the foundation.
At the base.
Yeah, it wasn't base. Operating like that. Oh, it was like an upside down pyramid. Oh, and yes, it was a little wobbly. Yeah. So now, you know, God is the foundation.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm at the top of my priority list. That's just what it is.
I was going to say, I don't really think priorities change that often. I feel like the why is what changes. So the reason why I'm doing this is the thing that changes.
Mm-hmm. Or the reason why you're not doing it.
Yeah.
Changes, yeah.
That's good stuff.
Hmm. I got some sunlight today, that's why.
I see. I need to get me some.
Mm-hmm. Vitamin source.
Right. I need to go step outside. It's dark outside now. I'm going to get some moonlight.
Mm-hmm.
But do y'all have any final thoughts on time allocation for your priorities?
Nah, I would just say prioritize what's important to you, and that's about it. Actually do it.
Actually do it.
Yeah. Don't worry about how much time you have. Just utilize the time that you have.
Facts.
Yeah, do something with the time that you have. Don't dwell over how much time you actually have.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'll say, make time for what's important to you. Don't just put it in your calendar.
Don't just say you're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That sounded like Beyonce.
Just like for real, like actually do it and don't feel guilty about it. Just experience it. With that being said, thank you guys for joining us for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Yes,
I'm Shaquoia D.
Pass the breeze like they used to do. Dr. Demonte Breeson Tenier.
It's your boy, Demonte.
And thank you guys for joining us for another episode. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload.
Ding.
And also, join our Patreon for the low, low price of $3 a month. You can watch this podcast live as well as other content that we have coming your way. We appreciate each and every one of you guys. Check all the links in the descriptions. Check out our EPs, our artwork. He has commissions open. So definitely submit something. Because these paintings back here, he did them. Okay? But we appreciate each and every one of you guys. If you like this episode, you are going to like the one that's linked up on the screen. We will see you guys next week.
Bye. Adios.
Stay blessed. Stay black, people.
Come on, man. You say what?
And know yourself. Know your worth. Jukebox, hit me with another J.
Get on my face. Get on my face. Get on my
motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.